down at the Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord at the Filmmaker's Lounge. I am sitting across from Richard Knox Robinson. Knox is in there because there's a lot of Richard Robinsons around.
Right. And it's an old family name, actually.
Okay. And you brought your short film, The Song of the Cicadas,
right,
as part of the short narrative films, which are screening... when did we say that was? Sunday?
Tonight.
Tonight, excuse me.
It's 6:30, yeah.
tonight, 6:30 at...
the Regal 4.
At the Regal 4.
Yeah.
Okay. What is Song of the Cicadas about?
Song of the Cicadas is... it's an experimental documentary like my other films, but I took the conceit, which I got from a friend of mine who had written a book on cicadas, where we compared... the life of a periodical cicada, which lives underground either 13 or 17 years, with the life of a political prisoner that had been in jail for 13 years.
Interesting.
Right. And so we did this during the last big cicada emergence in Lexington a couple years ago. Mm. And we actually did the interview of Tim Blanc, the political prisoner, in a historic prison just south of Lexington in Warm Springs.
So Tim Blunt is the prisoner.
Blanc. Yeah, Tim Blanc, yeah.
Blanc, excuse me. And you say he's a prisoner in Lexington?
He's not now, but he was during the 80s. He was part of the resistance conspiracy case. The resistance conspiracy case was a political case where he actually was sentenced, I forgot what the number is, but for a number of years in jail. He ultimately got out after about 13 years. He was released.
So that's an interesting parallel. So which came first? I mean, were you thinking about prisoners, and then you read about cicadas, or how did that thought process come about?
Well, it was David Rothenberg who wrote the book song on cicadas, Bug Music. Mm-hmm. He had come across the idea while he was riding the train into New York, and this is in the film actually, the story. Where a bunch of prisoners got on in Beacon, New York, and one of them started talking to him, and he came up with the idea, oh, this might be a way to illustrate the idea of the cicada being underground for so long.
Interesting.
And he knew Tim, and he asked him if he'd be willing to do it, and so we took Tim down to Lexington, Virginia, mm-hmm. and filmed during a cicada emergency.
Interesting. So he was... So now how long had he been out of prison at that point?
Tim, he's been out over 10 years now. I think about 15 years at this point.
Oh, okay.
So he's been out for a while. But it's a type of an experience that really stamps you. I mean, it has certainly defined him in a lot of ways that he likes and dislikes. You know, he's sort of, it's interesting. And he was also in solitary confinement for 7 of those years.
Wow,
which is a long time. Yeah,
yeah.
It's unusually long. And so, but he's a great guy, actually. He's a wonderful guy.
Huh. So now this is we determined that you and I have spoken a couple of years before. So this is not the first film you've brought to the festival.
No, the last film, was Rothstein's First Assignment.
Right.
Which controversial film, still has controversy around it, actually.
Well, good for you. So, is this what you do? Are you a documentary filmmaker?
Yeah, I am, but I consider myself sort of an experimental documentary filmmaker.
Okay.
Where...
don't get too distracted.
Yeah, no, no. That's Kevin, by the way. Okay. I do experimental documentaries and where I try to question and challenge the documentary format as I tell my story.
Yeah.
And that's, in a sense, my process. And with Rothstein's First Assignment, I was questioning documentary truth and made this discovery about the context of Rothstein's project that was very disturbing. And with this film, Song of the Cicadas, there's no real discoveries, but there's an interesting sort of when you compare the life of a cicada to a political prisoner, the things that are similar are interesting and surprising, and it tells you something about science and incarceration and a lot of different issues that that made for an interesting film, I think.
Song of the Cicadas screens as part of the short documentary series tonight, Friday night, 6:30 at the Regal 4. Do you have other projects that you're working on now that we might see back here?
Yeah, I have I'm working on a project that looks at Orwell's experience in the Spanish Civil War, which I think ties into a lot of our ideas about documentary truth. And so I actually got a wonderful interview with Noam Chomsky for that. So I'm right now in the editing stage for that film.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that.
So, I mean, are you able to fund each film from the previous film? How do you... How
that's a good question.
How do you hop from film to film like this?
It's a shoestring budget. I mean, yeah. I get lucky. I mean, Chomsky didn't, you know, it wasn't too expensive to interview him. And I had a... I had an artist residency in Spain, mm-hmm. which allowed me to do a lot of the filming. And then this summer, I taught actually for a semester at sea and traveled back to Spain and was able to complete some of the filming. It actually adds some interesting bits to the story. But there are also a lot of research. I mean, I'm definitely very low budget, no budget filmmaker.
Yeah. But you get along.
And actually, you know, and I will say this, and I should, the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts did give me a professional fellowship for the Rothstein Project. And so that definitely has helped me tremendously and has pushed me forward.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for coming by, Richard.
Okay, thank you.
Richard Knox Robinson, his film screens as part of the short documentaries tonight, 6:30 p.m. Get there.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you very much.